When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Money can't buy your class. Money can't buy your class. Gensler's love, my friend.
Oh God. Okay. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I'm Courtney from LA, and I just want to say our producer is off this week, so we are trying our own thing. How do you guys
getting a little ghetto here today? Makeshift audio.
iTunes on the iPhone. But hey, we're here 2 for 1 this week, and we are so excited.
I'm so happy New York is back. I feel like it's replaced my bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm back in my groove.
Yeah, but yeah, Mary got her groove back this week. And she's excited.
My girl Sonia. I've talked about this multiple times, and I'm afraid to end up like Sonia Morgan.
But why would
I
be
really
afraid?
Am.
No, see, I think Sonia's everything minus the $7 million lawsuit. She lives in a happy place, which most of it is make-believe, but she's into it.
Delusional.
She's into it.
I mean, first I have to marry someone of a high stature to fall from grace, so I have a long way to go, but just her partying ways
Are similar.
Remind me
also,
of someone I know.
Also, another similarity you have, as she mentioned this week, she has international followers, and so do we.
We do.
We have an international follower. She's straight from Canada. We're giving you a shout out. We've gone international.
We love you.
We love you.
Yeah.
And we've also hit a milestone with our Instagram.
Yeah, 330.
Wow.
Wait. Sonia liked our photo this week.
She definitely did. It was a topless photo of her in good taste. We blurred it, but she loved it. And also, Cindy Barshop from like season 4. She liked it, but I need her to stop liking our photos because I don't want people to get the wrong idea of who we hang with.
Totally. I mean, Kristen liked one of our photos this week, too.
Yeah, Kristen did, too. So we're with some good people. We'll take the bad. I guess no, any publicity is good publicity, but, like, Ramona, get on it. We need you.
Should we just – let's just launch into Housewives.
Because let's go into Housewives.
We're going to attempt to say their
new taglines are everything. And we thought that we would give our personal renditions of them because I'm sure you guys have been wondering, what would Courtney and Mary do?
So this is Dorinda. Mm-hmm. I tell it like it is, but I always make it nice.
Ramona's is, I'm an acquired taste. You don't like me? Acquire some taste.
Turtle time. This is Sonia. There's nothing gray about my gardens.
This is Carol, who had just gotten Botox, so it might have been hard for her to say. In the politics of friendship, I win the popular vote.
Luann, the only title I trade Countess for is wife.
Guys, I wish you could see how Mary's doing this too, because she's putting in the whole body posture and pose, which might be better than her actually saying the lines. Okay, the new housewife Tinsley, which we don't really know her, so I feel like we can't really put a lot of personality knowing who she is. But a good set of lashes can fix anything, even a mugshot.
Like, stop bringing up your mugshot.
Like, it's not
so
your
bizarre.
It's not your claim to fame. You're not Apollo.
And I don't. Like, her downfall, I don't know. I'm curious to meet her. But this is Bethany. I, like, went into, like, butch lesbian.
She really did, you guys. She's wearing her North Face. And she's just zipping it up, ready to go.
It's a Patagonia.
Oh, my God.
If you're going to take a shot at this bee, you better not miss.
You're lesbian. I am so sorry, you guys. Unfortunately, we don't know how to edit, so this is staying in. We're staying in.
Wait, do you know when? Do you watch Jeff Lewis's show?
Obviously, I love Jeff Lewis.
Okay, when Jenny pretends to be Deb.
Deb.
That's what I just did.
Hey guys, this is Deb.
This is Deb. We are having some issues on the job site.
This is literally your same voice. Oh my God. Okay. Moving back to Housewives. Back to Housewives. Okay. I agree with you. This is, like, one of my favorite franchises. I just think that they're so fun.
It's been great the last couple seasons.
Oh yeah. Like, when they decide to do that recast, like, they really did well. They did well. Right. I mean, I think Carol's probably the only one still standing, but we needed life. We needed more. We got it.
And it starts out so classic. So, like, classic. Ramona, she opens up the door in a face mask and a pink, like, negligee lingerie, and she's like, "Oh, hi, are you the new Mario?"
She's like, "This Mario's so much better. You're saving me money. You're saving me money." And she's like, "Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm in my pink." I don't know why I think she's Jill Zarin with the voice, but that's what I think.
She also had a lot of work. They all look just too Botoxed out.
So remember when Vicky got her chin work done and her hair was, like, really flat and gross, and she kept putting, like, half of it in her front of her face because she wasn't healed yet? That's where I feel like Ramona is. She looks like she's gained weight, but I think it's just puffiness from, like, all the fillers and the facelift. Maybe she has her hair, like, over her face because she's, like, blocking some scars from the eye lift. I don't know.
But then everyone else, like, lost weight. Luann's, I think, looking great.
Luann is the staple that has lasted every season. I'm like, when does she get old? She's a cig smoker. She likes to throw back. Is it all the sex that she's having of why she looks so good? Because she's looked good since season one. She looked the same.
She's just, her haircut is bizarre.
Well, it's like a Lisa Rinna. Like, they just don't change it. They don't change it. But yeah, so we have Sonia, and then, like, or we have Ramona. And then, like, when you don't think like that, you can one up a negligee and face mask. They, like, pan to Sonia, who's washing her vibrators along with her dishes.
That was, like, so classic. And I would have loved to see this off
Broadway
show
with
her.
Scrubbed it with a toothbrush. And all I'm thinking is, where's Pickles? Pickles? Where's Pickles the intern?
She clearly takes really good care of her vibrators.
But not her house.
That house has got to go.
The important things that she takes care of, which we're glad that she's sanitizing her vibrators. That's lovely. But, like, work on the house, Sonia.
Well, she's like Miss Havisham. Like,
I don't know what that is. I was just thinking Grey Gardens. But according to her tagline, there's nothing grey about her gardens. So...
She just, the best was when they were, you know, cleaning out her closet, and she's like, "Oh, look, you can wear these." She has, like, Gucci shoes from 20 years ago, Prada shoes. Like,
they have, like, mold in them. Like, there was something.
No, the shoes were so bad.
I like when Bethany was like, goes over there, and she's like, "Yeah, because what girls wouldn't want hooker stilettos?" And then when she was like, "These are satin shorts, somebody could wear these." And then when she says, like, she, like, pulls out a shirt that she's like, "This is when I dated Prince Albert." I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, that. And Bethany's just like, "Okay, in your delusional world, sure, but I'll take them."
But, like, when was she dating Prince Albert? Was this before Morgan?
I think dating's a loose word.
Oh, so she fucked him because when she was an escort.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. But yes. No judgment, no judgment.
No.
But yeah,
that but everyone funny. They're kind of like all they're all in rifts with each other. So basically the big event this year will be Luann's wedding, and the only people invited are Dorinda, who introduced them, and then Sonia, who can't go.
But also bullshit. I call bullshit. Because
so Bethany, she can't go?
No, I call bullshit that none of them were invited. You think that Bravo is going to be like, sure, Luann, we'll let you tape your wedding, but you can invite none of the cast members? No way. There's just, I don't believe it.
Bethany said she would only go if it was a paid appearance.
Could you imagine Luann's like,
and she was like, and I would sponsor
the bar?
The bar.
Yeah, skinny girl
like,
bar.
She's just doing it as a promotion.
Yeah, she's just giving Lou the big F you.
But I know, like, clearly the producers have some say, but I mean, this is like a life event.
Well, yeah, and it's like, don't let it be about Tom. It's about Lou.
Oh my gosh. And everyone is basically saying the same stuff. They're like, Tom is cheating on you. Everybody knows it. And you look like an idiot and you're in an open relationship.
Okay. Did you see when they were like in Tom's apartment that now Luann lives in? Like, one, I'm like, well, that's why she stays, because that balcony area was gorgeous.
He lives in a really nice apartment, really which nice. I also question, because supposedly he doesn't have that much money and she has more money than him.
Well, maybe it's like a hand-me-down. I don't know. But I did like Tommy's cookies. Did you notice that?
It was so cute.
I know. But I was like, oh, it's like Tommy's cookies. Maybe that's a play on words, and they have like all the girls' phone numbers in and they pick them out. Maybe they're like swingers. Did I think too much about this?
Oh,
probably.
Wait, I love that theory.
It could be good, right? And they're like, you know, just lingering on it because they know what Tommy's cookies are.
I really like that.
Just a thought.
But and then also I think she just like turns the blind eye. I mean, she did it in her first marriage.
Yeah, I think they just have an open marriage and they're still each other's number ones, and it's fine. And if that works for them, great. I just don't think Luann wants to admit it on national TV.
Wait, and then I love how she's like, all right, Nancy Drew.
When she meets up with Ramona, it's like, all right, Nancy Drew is like 1985.
She's like, stop digging around, Nancy.
And Ramona.
Start using that.
Yeah, what did Ramona say to when they met up? She was like, I hope you don't fall on your face. And I'm like, Ramona.
I know, and then she's like, but I truly wish you happiness.
Yeah, and Luann's like, okay. Like, that was a really... really weird conversation.
Well, and then Ramona was upset because she wasn't invited to the wedding shower, and it's like, well, then you're clearly not getting invited to the wedding either. And then my real question is, do they want to be invited to the wedding, or are they happy they're not invited? Like, where do they stand? Is it one of those like, oh, I'm glad I'm not invited, like, I wouldn't want to go to that anyways, but you're secretly like, oh my gosh,
they want to be invited so they can say no. That's what it is, because Ramona wants to be invited to be like, I'm not going to my ex-lover's wedding. Sonia wants to be invited because she's like, I want it to be about me. Sonia's one of those people that
she was invited.
Oh, because I'm like, I feel like Sonia would show up in white and be like, oh, I didn't know. But okay, wait, let's track back though. Okay, so Bethany is just like, I can't imagine a show with just of her. Like, I don't know how she got those other shows, because she is intense.
The spinoff.
She's so intense, though. Like, right away, she's like on. She's like, hey, guys. Oh, God. Here's my realtor. Gotta go. Sold my house. Sell my house. Gonna get my house. Gotta go. I got two dogs. Hey, Carol. Love me. Sold it in 6.995. Yeah. And you're like,
And she definitely takes Ritalin.
In Ramona's words, take a Xanax.
Yeah.
She was so intense. And you know she's holding that over Frederick's head, right? She's like, I chose this and we got it on day one.
I know. But I love Frederick.
I also think it's funny because she's like telling the audience who Frederick is, as if like the people who watch that show don't watch Bravo. As if we've never seen him before. Like, get out of here.
It will be interesting because they did mention Dennis, the guy that she's dating, but I think they're kind of like not that much together right now.
Oh, really? Interesting. I didn't catch that. I'd like you to dig more into that.
I'm also very excited because Carol is like totally on the election train. So that will be really interesting to watch unfold. And what did you think about Adam moving in?
Well, I thought they were like already moving in anyways. Like, doesn't he already spend his time? She needs like somebody to like cook her one meal so she can throw up. Like, it works.
Wait, did you also notice her couch had like all these rips and tears in it?
But it's from Lee Radzivill.
It was so weird. And then I'm like, all these like kittens and cookie and oh my God.
She's becoming the Grey Gardens, but she's Big Edie and Adam is Little Edie. That's what's happening. And then
the whole Adam thing has just kind of lasted a little too long for my liking.
I don't get it because, I mean, she has like a great bod and she's got a young soul and I get it. But like, what does he see in her? And I'm not even trying to be rude and knock being older. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't either. I think guys are like enamored with her. Like there's something that draws them to her.
Like she's a cool girl.
Her lip is like too big, and then like her veneers.
She's an overbite.
Like really, her teeth look really like an old person's teeth to me.
Interesting.
And why does Bethany like her?
Oh, because Carol's
up her
ass. Why
are they best buds?
I think it's because Carol is actually like really smart. Like, she's really smart, and she's, like...
I know. That's why the election stuff will be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I think she's, like, Bethany views her as her equal. I don't think Bethany thinks the others. Like, Carol has, like, a background, you know, with, like, ABC News and all that stuff. So I think Bethany likes that. But she's also, like, a type B personality to Bethany's alpha. So she'll always just be like, yeah, Beth, like, whatever you want to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that sounds great. Sure, sure. You know, like, I think she'll support her in everything. So that's...
Okay, wait. Let's... I also want to talk about who do you think all the girls voted for?
Okay. Well, Luann fucked Eric Trump. Remember last season when she went to the bathroom at Boutique or the other season she did that before Tom? That was Eric Trump. So she's going Trump. Ramona for sure. Sonia for sure.
Yeah.
Trump.
Sonia, you know, totally rubs elbows with Trump. They're like best friends.
She's like, oh, Mar-a-Lago this weekend. See you there. She's like, oh, are you going to Phuket, Thailand as well for New Year's Eve for the third year in a row? Great. Can't wait. Carol obviously was with her.
Yeah. And then Bethany.
I can't decide, actually. I can't decide if Bethany is or not. She's controversial.
I think she is because, like, look at her brand. And, like, as a woman just starting this business on her own.
True.
She's had to fight a lot of fights. And I think she just thinks of herself as, a strong, independent woman. And she's pretty liberal.
Yeah.
I mean, she gives zero fucks.
Yeah, this is true. Okay, and then Dorinda is also a toss-up for me. I think Richard would vote for Trump.
I think she's Trump.
Yeah, yeah. And that's okay. Hey, whatever. To each their own.
Sure.
I think the season's going to be really good. When we were shown the previews, I noticed a lot of them wearing turtlenecks, and it made me think that they were hiding their either botched like plastic surgery jobs, or they didn't want to see the difference of how shiny and clean and tight their face was compared to their like saggy necks. Did you notice that, or is that just something I looked a little too into?
You know, I didn't quite notice the turtlenecks, but I'll take a look next week. I hated Bethany's bangs. I thought they were terrible.
But her hair's too thin. She can't do bangs. It just looks like little like wispies. Like she's like alfalfaing her front of her head. It's too much.
I'm really just looking forward to Sonia, and I love this off-Broadway show and her international following. And
oh yeah, she's the star of the show, and I'm looking forward to more of her. Let's hop from one franchise to the other. Let's go to Beverly Hills. Because Beverly Hills, where one season starts and another season ends. This was quite the intense episode. What did you think?
Like, when they fight the entire episode, I don't like it. And it was only at one location.
Yeah.
So I got a little bored.
Yeah.
I wanted to get out of that party.
Yeah. It's like Rinna didn't want to admit to anything. Like, okay, Rinna does this thing that I hate, but I also do too. So I think maybe, you know, I'm seeing in her what I hate, right? So like when she, like, I'm going to fast forward to, because Eden is so annoying to me that I want to talk about her and I want to be done with her. But when she has her like freak out at Rinna and calls her like a bitch and whatever she does, I was like just laughing the whole time. And Rinna's just like, wow, you're really mad, which is only making her more mad. And she's like, wow, this seems to really upset you, Eden. You're like really upset. She's like, yeah, I am really fucking upset. And she's like storms out. And Rinna's like, well, that was strange.
She's like, that girl really let herself get worked up over nothing.
Yeah. And like, you know, she's so calm that like you're trying to like kind of get the other person riled up when you're pissed off too, and it's not working, which is making you so much more mad that she's like, I have to storm out of here. I ruined it. I will not be a housewife next season. She's like, bitch, you didn't even like, get you're status not gonna be, this season.
You're not gonna be welcomed back.
Okay, so then like let's backtrack now that we're done with Eden. But okay, so like Dree is like setting this up, right? Like she's like, I have got
talking to Kim Richards.
Oh, like just like Kim, you understand what I've Kim, you get it. We've been victimized by Lisa Rinna. And it was like, Kim was like, tell me more. She was like loving it because it was like she could be a part of it without having to be a part of it, you know?
But I loved like Dorit's voice during this. She definitely, I do this when I'm talking shit about people. I talk in a lower voice. I whisper it, even though I'm not
anywhere near the person.
I'm in a different state than this person, but I always whisper my secret talking shit.
She's like,
so yeah, she was very, she totally was like low talking and was like, she's completely irrational and you just don't know what you're gonna get.
She's like, she asked if I trust my husband. And you're like, wait, what?
What?
She asked you what? She asked if I trust my husband.
She's like, wait, but I can't hear you.
Wait, was it a trust your husband? She's like, I can't believe it. And then when, was it LVP or was it, that was like, I dare you to tell Rinna you're talking about her. Like, Rinna's like, congrats. She's like, congrats, Kim, on your child. She's like, cool, we're talking about you.
It's like, just open the floodgates. And it was open like, the floodgates.
And it's like, here it comes. Get the popcorn. We're starting this fight. And then it was just,
give me my skinny pop.
It went into like, it went into crazy. And somehow still, like, Rinna still somehow got out of it. And it turned to Erica.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
My favorite was just PK lurking on the side.
He's like, darling, darling, is it my time?
Another pillar. And it's just the classic first season husband mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get involved with the girls.
You came on too strong.
He looked like such an ass in front of Erica.
He was so rude.
And then I love when then Erica got the amnesia.
Oh yeah, she goes, but I love that she goes, what everybody else forgets, why can't I? And I'm like, you go ahead. And I just was like, anything to go against Dorit. Dorit's the worst.
The whole fight was just like a bunch of circles, I thought, and like really dumb. And it's like, I felt like it was the way that she was treating PK was, she was kind of doing the same thing. Like, you know what? No. You need to calm down. And she's using this low voice and get riled up.
When PK was like, Erica, honey. And she's like, no, don't call me honey.
Don't call me honey.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to focus on not calling you honey. What a fucking asshole. I wanted to break his fucking face. Like, he is the worst.
I still don't understand why Dorit is with PK.
Because PK has money.
Yeah. But, like, that much money? I mean, I guess he lives in Jennifer Lopez's old house.
I don't know if you know who he manages, but he's a huge 80s star.
Boy,
do you really want to hurt me? That's probably what he was singing to Erica while this whole thing was going on. Could you just imagine they're having this fight and Boy George is in the background like, do you really want to hurt me? Just, like, singing to the group.
And then he's like, well, Erica, you're not deliberately cold. Oh. You're inherently cold.
I'm like, you fucking monster. Get out. You do not talk shit to My Little Pony over there. She's adorable and she's the best and she's the best thing to this franchise.
My Little Pony. Yes,
I love her.
Yes.
I don't
and
care.
And then they got real ponies.
Wait, also they like go over the ponies and like they look at Rinna for snacks and she's like, I don't have any snacks. And you know, Rinna's like, but I got some pills. And Erica goes on the swing and she's like swinging and LVP is like, LVP, stir in the pot just like deliberately, but like softly. She's like,
yeah.
Are you wearing any knickers? And Erica's like, of course I am. And I was like, Queen Erica, she's the best.
I would like love to see her body in real life because sometimes I think
skinny fat, right?
Yeah, it's like a very interesting. Sometimes I'm like, oh, she has a really great body and long legs and she's lean. And then other times I didn't think that dress was flattering.
Well, like we all look good in yoga pants. And when mm-hmm. she wears her mm-hmm. when she wears her athleisure wear is when she like looks. She has impeccable style. She's, I mean, listen, she's perfect. If she worked out more, she'd probably be like a 50 out of 10. But she's now right now she's like a 40 out of 10. She's perfection.
Have you ever seen old photos of her?
Yes, she's still gorgeous. Like, I think
oh
she's
my
gorgeous.
God, she's gotten a job, a chin implant.
Okay, well, have you seen yeah. old photos of Dorit?
Oh my god! Those
oh my
are
god,
so bad.
Guys,
she doesn't look like the same person.
We will post a photo on Instagram in the next week to show you a photo of old Dorit.
No,
if
let's
you haven't
do a throwback Thursday tonight.
Oh, throwback Thursday, Dorit, guys! You're getting it. You're getting everything fresh this week. You're welcome. Did anything else like really happen in this episode?
No, I think Kyle needs to step up her game, though.
Yeah, the thing
is, left in the dust.
No, Kyle will never.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG.
Get fired from this because this is her show. She will never. This is why we still get Kim showing up. This is why, like, Maurizio gets to rep the agency as much as he fucking wants, much to the dismay of the audience, whatever. But, like, she's there to, like, I feel like she's there to be the Greek chorus in a sense. Like, she's the sane one. You know, LVP provides the laughs. Erica provides, like, the looks. Rinna provides the drama. Eileen's there. And
I, like, really don't like LVP, like, so much so, like, when she was jumping into that fight, I, like, literally, like, something comes over my body and I want to punch her.
Okay, so the only time I'll agree with you on that is I didn't like that she was, like, co-hosting the Vanderpump Rules reunion with Andy. Like, you have your own show, you don't get to do this one, too, because you're actually, I think she's more likable on Housewives than she is on Vanderpump. And I did love the one line she had in this episode when she was said, there's so much hot air coming out of Rinna's ass that maybe it'll warm up Erica. I was dying. I thought that was great.
No, see that? I think that was when my blood boiled.
Oh, see. Okay. Also, I can't believe we almost did not mention this. The line of the night, though, was from Dorit. Lisa, take a step back and do not get in my face. If I can smell your breath, you're too close. And one of my biggest fears is always having bad breath. So, like, I think I would have been, like, I have, like, a massive fear because I feel like I always feel like maybe I have bad breath. I don't know. And people, like don't tell me.
Coffee breath?
Yes. And, like, I always get very, like, self-conscious about it. So, I'm, like, if Dorit told me that, I was, like, I'd be, like, I gotta go. Somebody find me some mint. I gotta go. Like, and Lisa Rinna was just, like, wow. Well, I'm going to go into my pill bag. Well, like, I was so embarrassed.
But she wasn't even that close.
Well, whatever. Maybe it was, like, the reflection of the gold leaf. She, like, got something shiny in her eye. And she's like, Rinna's so close to me. She didn't know if it was Rinna. It was a gold leaf, like, headband. I don't know. But I'm excited for a three-part reunion.
Predictions for next season. I think, well, Eden will be gone, but I think
Eden's gone. All of those house. Thing. Yep.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. no new life, hopefully. I don't like it when they add in the new ones. Like, bring back Camille or something.
I agree. Bring back Camille, because also I want Camille to bring back Alison Dubois. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll be good. Let's now hop into Vanderpump real quick, just because
yes.
it was a reunion show. It was fine. I mean, highlights were what? Like, the fashion was horrible. Why do they have horrible fashion? Katie's
the
horrible.
Only thing I'm the only thing I'm looking forward to is the whole Sheena Shea confrontation.
Yes, I agree. Lisa was a little bit too much. Like,
I'm already in love.
Like, oh, yeah. Whoa. She's like, new hair, new man. I was like, no, we've seen your Instagram. Stop. Like, just stop.
Oh, and then when Andy didn't acknowledge Kristen. Oh.
Bless Kristen's heart, because I love her so much. But she, you could see, like, they kept, the cameramen are amazing, because they kept flashing to Kristen when she was like when he hopped to James, she was like, wait, I'm a bigger part than James. Like, hello, hello. But she's like, I'm cool.
You forgot to say hi to me, Andy. Hello. I'm over here. Andy.
Andy, it's me, Kristen. He's like, I miss crazy Kristen.
We might see some of her in this reunion.
Fingers crossed.
But also, why do they intro like that? Why don't they just...
It's like, say hi to everyone? Just be done with it?
No, not even say hi. Like, just say... It was an exciting season. Let's do a quick recap, and then they can just, like, launch in.
I agree. I think it's too much. Like, it's fine when there's housewives and there's, like, six of them. There's, like, 15 people on this cast. And who thought that James would be the most likable in this reunion? I was loving him.
Jax is the star of the show this season. I mean, in terms of, like, he's, like, actually likable this season.
Well,
I think he was words of wisdom.
Well, yeah, he was a voice of reason, but it didn't make me like him. Except to his girlfriend. He was so mean.
Oh my gosh. When they have to re-talk about Kristen and Brittany, like, hooking up, that happened.
You think so?
I think it happened 100%.
I think it was like, yeah, I tend to agree, because I feel like Brittany didn't want to say anything because, like, her family's super conservative. And, like, why would you want that on national TV? Like, what I do in the bedroom. I mean, let's be honest. My bedroom is just for sleeping. But, like, what they do in the bedroom is what they do.
But, like, what happened that night? It's like, clearly they were blacked out.
Yes.
But I – sorry, Courtney, I've gotten many drinks with you for a very long time and made really
I've had
bad
no desire.
Choices along the way. I've never made out with you. And
you're
I've
very
slept
pretty.
In bed with you many
yeah.
times.
You're very pretty, but, like, I just, you know, not into it.
I don't know how it gets to that next level with that.
Hot dogs over tacos. So anyways, so that totally happened. And then, but Jax, okay, you could tell Jax was, like, trying to, like, keep his cool, right? So, like, they start talking about how Jax and Brittany have moved into Tom and Katie's apartment complex. And they're like...
It was so bizarre.
Well, and they're like, why? And they're like, and she's like, 'cause we got kicked out, y'all. And Jax is like, he's like going into Hulk status. He's like, no, Brittany, no, we did not.
Jax has he's a like, camera. We did not get evicted.
And he's
we
like,
left.
I'm going to beat you later. Like, it was, like, so uncomfortable. And I was like, Brittany, just take yourself in your silver, silky nightgown and just, like, move away.
She does. Anything to cover up. And
oh my god, he has a ten. You think he's like
the sad thing?
Do you think he's abusive?
No, I think the sad thing is like she, you know, got her boobs done because he wanted them to, and it's like, no, now she just, like, gained like 30 pounds, and she didn't even have to get her boobs done.
But word on the street is that, like, Jax kind of likes a chunky girl, so apparently he, like, likes her like this. What street that word is
really?
On? I don't know. But yeah.
No, I don't believe that, because he questioned her drinking milk this season. He's like,
oh yeah,
you know, milk. You shouldn't be drinking milk. And she's like, milk's healthy.
It,
like,
helps your bones, yeah, osteoporosis. He's like 2%, Brittany.
He's like, stop drinking milk, Brittany. It's calories.
Okay. When Andy compared Jax and James, and he's like, you both have cleft chins. And they're like, James
Jax
is
fake.
Wait, like, what? People get fake cleft chins? Like, I would think people would try to get rid
now,
of it.
Anything.
Oh my god. Okay. And
I know,
then,
like, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I didn't know, like, that was such a desirable thing.
Yeah, he's like, moving on. I'm like, wait, what? And I was like, I don't even want to know anymore. I laughed when Andy finally mentioned Pump Sessions, James DJ CD, because apparently last season he was very upset it wasn't mentioned. He was like, what is this, product placement?
You didn't even plug sessions.
Pump sessions, mate. Come on now. It's my hardest work I've ever done. It's like, you don't even work there anymore.
So he's going to be done. Like, him and Lala, they're not going to be on next season.
I don't know. Because now I feel like Lala and Katie made some headway this episode. And, like, Lala's, like, friends with them now. They're all at the Vanderpump Dogs opening together taking photos. Lala also looked the best of all the girls tonight. Or that night.
Oh, I loved Ariana's hair. It was very Erica Jane.
I love the hair, but not with the dress. Like, if you do something fun with the dress, you need, like, more of your hair. You need more of a demure dress. Like, don't throw on this cage thing. I also could not stand Ariana. Her impression of Stassi, I was like, James's impression of Stassi crawling back from New York was hilarious. Your impression about Stassi wanting to kill herself, not funny.
Well, and also, how come the shorts can't say Ariana's name right?
Well, how do they say it? Ariana? Ariana? Ariana?
Yes, they call her Ariana. Or Ariana. Or
what's her name?
I can't not say it right.
What's her name?
Ariana.
And he says Ariana. Well, that's because Schwartz is trying not to, because Schwartz wants to bone her. Schwartz wants to be in a threesome with Sandoval and Ariana.
Agreed.
And so he gets, like, really nervous around her. So he's like, if I say her name wrong, then she'll, like, not think I'm thinking about her or something. I don't know.
Wait, and then also the Tequila Katie text.
Okay, was that on the show? That wasn't on the show, was it?
I don't recall that as either.
I don't remember
either.
That was,
I think, a long time ago. It was like 20. That was like a 21 season.
Yeah, that was 21 episodes, and that was probably like episode 3, where Pride, that Ariana and Tom are just working, and Katie's like, "Fuck you guys!" And I was like, "Katie, you stayed home because you didn't want to go to work."
But then I did feel bad for Katie when, like, she had to be like, I was having body issues. And I was like, oh my god. Like, they're just openly saying, like, yeah, you called me fat and I know I gained weight. And I'm like, oh my god.
I don't mean to laugh, but it's like, but it's also like, Katie, you're also like a terrible person during the episode, or at least what they showed. Maybe you weren't. As Sandoval said, you know, she was under terrible stress. She was emotionally vulnerable.
Well, how has she, like, I feel like she's risen to the top. It's like Lisa Vanderpump, Katie Malone, Stassi, Kristen, Brittany,
Sheena. Sheena's just so annoying. Sheena annoys me because she's such a flip-flopper. When she's like, I was afraid of you guys. I'm like, Sheena, the reason you're afraid of them is you think you're going to get kicked off the show. So you're like trying to stay friends so you can stay on the show. But like, be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself.
But I don't like herself.
No, when she goes, James is like, I'm sorry I said you had a nose job. She's like, when would I have time? I Snapchat my face like every day. And Sandoval goes, yeah, we know. I was like, oh, the shade. Oh, the shade. It's so good. Also, Sandoval also, like, threw Tom under the bus when Schwartz was like, Katie, I think we could have done the wedding for the price of the invitations. And she goes, what are you, high? And Sandoval goes, yeah, he is. That's a true statement. I'm like, oh my god, like, is he high on, like, what drug is he high on? Because it wasn't weed. Like, you think he was high on coke?
I don't know. With these people, I think they do them all. Okay. Or maybe he, like, had a little gummy, like,
she did have an edible before the rehearsal dinner, so maybe they just have
a snackaroo.
Anyways, I feel like that's all the exciting stuff that really happened. Sheena feels picked on. Wham, wham. She's been bullied. I'm over it.
Okay. I loved Southern Charm.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Before we get into this, can we, like, play that game that I really wanted to play for, like, just 30 seconds? Okay. So a friend of mine on Facebook posted this great thing, and I think we need to bring this to our show every week. And we're calling it, obviously, Fuck, Marry, Kill. Fuck, Kill, Marry. Mm-hmm. Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Marry, Kill.
Okay. Yeah. So the three contestants this week are Jax, Shep, and Carl from Summer House.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This is, okay.
Really easy who we're killing, right? We're killing
Jax.
Jax is out. You're going to get an STD. You're going to have to make like 3 million turkey sandwiches. Like, Jax is out. We just so my problem is I like don't like Carl, but like Shep has got a little chubs.
That's why you fuck him.
So you fuck Carl.
Oh, no. 100% okay. Fuck Carl and you marry Shep.
Yeah, because
Shep's got a man money. After my own No, but he's a man after my own heart. He's like talking on the phone with Cameron this week. And she's like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, just driving around looking for my credit card, hitting up all the bars I went to. I mean, how many times have you done that?
I just cancel the card. I don't go drive by.
I've been shamed by bouncers.
At the Silver Spur?
I was here last night. No. I was here last night. They're like, I know. Yeah, we know. We know you were here. Yeah. I'm like, wait, are you shaming me right now? Like,
I'm like, which card is it, my credit or my debit? If it's my debit, I'll have to go get it. But if it's my credit, I'm canceling that shit right away. Like, no. But yeah, so I think, yeah, you have to. Shep also comes from money. So like he'll lead a good life. Like Carl, like you can like hate fuck him, but he'll probably also treat you nice because he was a fat guy, right? So like he's gonna be like comforting too if you need to just like make love. So I think and I think Shep will be a good time. You can drink with him. He'll take care of you.
And he's pretty. I mean, he's also a psychologist. He said.
Well, you know, if you. Degree not needed.
He really analyzed Craig this week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that was, guys, that was our this week of Fuck, Marry, Kill. If you have three people that you would like to play this game with, you can slide into our DMs on Instagram. Mary, what's the Instagram? Spell it out.
Two Judgy Girls. TWOJUDGEYGIRLS. G-E-Y, did I do it right?
You did it.
I'm such a visual learner. that's hard for me.
Well, you killed it. So next week we'll do another rendition. But let's just go back. Let's go into Southern Charm now because,
okay,
the kids are back in town. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am so willing to go on a field trip for this podcast to Charleston.
That's big of you. It's big of
an experience. I feel like I'd really fit in down there.
I love the South. My dad used to live in Atlanta. I used to go in the summers. Being from California too is like a big deal. They love it. Now there's no direct flights to Charleston. I've looked into it for a friend.
I also looked in this week because I want to go in June. And it's like the shortest flight was like 18 hours. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, no direct flights.
I'm still willing.
Yeah, I wanted to.
I could do Savannah, Georgia, and then go to Charleston. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm into that. I think it'd be really good research. Maybe when this becomes our full time job, we'll consider it.
I could play polo with Tom and.
Okay, that scene like kind of creeped me out, right? Because at first I thought it was Cameron he was playing with, right? Like they had such a, and then he's like, "This is my best friend's daughter," and I'm like, "Do you try to fuck all of your best friend's daughters?" Because it was uncomfortable.
He's a little too old to be at all these parties. He's 54.
He disgusts me like no other. He's still on coke.
He is like old. Money, slick, slimy.
Dirtbag.
Like, he was the treasurer of South Carolina.
Until he got indicted on cocaine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he ever serve those 10 months?
Yes, he went to prison. But you know, it was like a white collar prison where he was probably like with like Leonardo DiCaprio's from like Wolf of Wall Street character. You know, they're like playing tennis in their polos. And like, wow, prison's hard.
Well, then, and now, literally, his baby mama is going through the same stuff.
Okay, so, allegedly, did you hear this? Allegedly, he did coke with Catherine, like, he set her up when he figured out when the, like, quote-unquote random drug test was going to be. So, he, like, set her up so they did drugs together so she'd fail.
Wow.
Allegedly.
I feel like that would be... all over this show, though.
No. So I also, another fun fact, D-O-T-T. That's what they walkie to each other, the producers or the crew, drugs on the table so that they don't tape.
Oh, wow.
Allegedly.
But I believe all these things,
mm-hmm.
but I don't believe that Catherine would not rat him out.
Who are they going to believe? The Ravenel or the crazy one who failed her drug test? And maybe she did try and we just don't know. They wouldn't do it on the show, I don't think. But okay, so now because she's like crazy and she's dealing with all this and she went to rehab in California.
She is legit crazy eyes, though.
I feel bad for her.
She is batshit.
She's young, though, and she like thought this guy was like going to take care of her. And really, he just like wanted to like reproduce. He wanted to Tom Sandoval her. And like he was like, she is somebody I could reproduce with. But he didn't want to do anything else besides that. He wanted her to have, like, attractive kids who have fetal alcohol syndrome. Like, sorry. Those kids definitely do. Like.
No. That little girl's adorable. And wait, the boy's name is Saint.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
I'm like, okay, Kardashians.
It's so bizarre to me.
Yeah. It's like, no. But it's weird.
Wait. And then I love how, you know, Tom's living at his, like, beautiful estate. Mm-hmm. And then he walks, you know, probably half a mile to the guest house where his children are living. He's like, well, I like having the children here now. I have them full time. And yeah, like they just live in the guest house with the nanny. And so if they barf on rugs, it's not a $20,000 rug. It's a $200 rug. So it's fine.
Yeah, I was like, wait, so your kids like... I mean, it's nice that he provides for them, but it's like also very funny. It's more like when I want to bring a random girl home and fuck them.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to deal with Kenzie or Saint wanting daddy because only one person's wanting daddy and it's this girl I brought home.
and then I was also shocked by the kids were pretty warm and like cuddly with him.
I think he spends a lot of time with him. I think he literally just keeps him in the house. I also think that they're now living in Palm Springs. I saw some Instagram photos that they're in Coachella Valley now. So that's interesting. What do you think about Craig? Naomi is way too good for him.
Okay.
But Craig is so cute.
He's very handsome. He's very good looking.
Yes.
He's a compulsive liar.
Well,
he's never going to take the bar.
No.
But I love his new hobbies of carpentry and gardening.
He's like Jesus.
You know, he's really keeping himself busy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's like, I think it's, like, cute because he's, like, I'm poor, so, like, I need to provide somehow for Naomi, so I'm going to make her stuff. He's, like, but can't you just see him, like, whittling, like, a piece of wood? And he's, like, Naomi, I made this. She's, like, what is it? He's, like, a spear. Like, I feel like he just, like, whittles it into a point. He's, like, don't you love it? She's just got, like, a collection of quote-unquote spears, like, that are just, like, he's, like, look, it's a sharp edge. He's, like, it's a tree branch. She's, like, did you whittle this or is it an actual tree branch? He's, like, actual tree branch, I found it.
And then, okay, the best part was also when Catherine calls him.
Oh, yeah.
In the car with Naomi. And then they're like, okay, let's, you know, Catherine's back in town. We're going to keep this between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Cut. They go to Landon's house, sit down, have a drink right away.
Yeah.
Guess who's back in town?
I like Landon. Landon's bangs are its own character. I hate Landon.
She is on way too much Xanax. I also heard that she was asked to be on The Hills many years ago.
She was on The Hills. So there's a scene that it's like she worked at Bolt House with Heidi. And she was like Brent's other assistant.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But maybe they asked her to be more of a main character and she said no. So she was just like featured.
Yeah. There's like something annoying about her voice. And then why they're totally trying to make this like Tom Landon thing happen. That's not gonna happen.
Gross. Well, but although I could like see Landon being like, we'll be in an open relationship where I don't have to fuck you, but I'll be on your arm and you pay for my shit. Cause you know, she's just looking for someone to pay for her. Aren't we all?
Yeah. She had a hard, she had a hard year last year though.
Yeah. And then they've introduced a new character because Craig didn't take off. And so we get
I would totally hook up with Austin 100%. Like, I was immediately like, who's Austin? Austen. I was like, wait, he sells beer? That's so cool. He's over 6 feet. Sign me up.
His dad was ex-FBI. Ooh, I like a man of mystery. And they, okay, the best part is they're like, he's Shep Jr., right? And they show him like walking a girl. He's like, you're going to be fine doing your walk of shame. The girl's like, oh my God, where did the cameras come from?
Wait, and then that girl was at the pool party later on.
Wait, oh my God, I missed that part. That's hilarious.
She's under Tom's,
oh God.
Like, Tom has her under his arms.
No, like, no, no. And then, like, they brought, okay, I like Cameron, but, like, she never has a storyline.
She's totally unnecessary. They basically have her as a narrator.
Yeah, I think, I like her. I think she's cute. I loved her from her Real World San Diego days. I think she's, like, adorable, but it's, like, get a storyline or do something. Like, you need to do something on the show because
her storyline is that she gets off birth control, but she does not fit because she is like married. Now she's going to start to have the babies. Mm-hmm. She does not fit.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm looking forward to this season.
Oh, I'm my really gosh. Excited I for love it. I love the setup. They're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Catherine's coming to the pool party.
Oh, yeah.
And she's wait, driving. And you're like, oh, my God. I'm out the whole time.
Her crazy cousin threw her under the bus. I was like, you're totally a fucking asshole. All you want to do is be on camera. Like, she's got a problem. Had to kick her off. I was like, she's putting you on the show right now. So why don't you shut the fuck up in your wedges and your bathing suit at a Charleston pool party where everybody's sweating?
Okay. I'm a little stressed out for my field trip because
yeah, we might need to go in September.
Like the humidity.
Yeah, and you have thick, curly hair. It's not going to do well there. We're trying to land us some men. We can't go then. This is what we're brainstorming for the next week, okay? Money can't buy you class, but it can buy you ass. And we're going to get some in Charleston. Austin, Shep, we're on our way.
Oh, my God. When you die, we would have the best time with them. We would fit in with them.
I mean, Shep's company's already liked our Instagram.
Okay, he would even get me an Uber home.
X or just regular? An X or a black car?
I think he'd go regular.
Okay, things to think on. We gotta go. We have a lot to think about until we talk to you guys next week. Slide into our DMs. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.